The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus saw a tax collector named Levi sitting at the customs post, and he said to him, "Follow me." And leaving everything behind, he got up and followed him. Then Levi gave a great banquet for him in his house, and a large crowd of tax collectors and others were at table with them. The Pharisees and the scribes complained to his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Those who are healthy do not need a physician, but the sick do. I have not come to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. I like that beginning here in the first reading. It says, you will be called a repairer of the breach, the restorer of ruined homesteads. This is our job. This is exactly what it means to live in the divine will. What did Moses do? Moses prayed for all the people so that the Lord would have mercy on all the people. And it's the same thing today. We're praying for everybody. Everybody is in serious trouble. From the littlest soul to the greatest soul. Everybody is being attacked. We are at war. This is a beginning of a battle to the death. Every one of our souls is being attacked. The battleground is our soul. And the devil is using everything he possibly can to attack us and attack the world, to destroy the world. He believes that he can conquer God, destroy God. That's how crazy this guy is. He believes that he is going to win. And he hates the children of God, and he's gone after the children of God. So we have to understand that we are at war. And if you don't believe this, you're going to be attacked, mutilated, and crushed, and destroyed. There's nothing that will save you if you don't really recognize that we're in battle and turn to the Lord. If you turn to the Lord, everything is going to be fine. We're going to be wounded, we're going to be attacked, but we're going to win. We win, the devil loses. See, you have been marked. At baptism, you are marked by God. The crucifix, the cross that was put on your forehead, you are a marked individual. And the devil knows it. And the devil's coming after those that are marked. Those that aren't marked, he doesn't have to worry too much about them. He has them. But if you're baptized, you are showing yourself to be a child of God. Now, wonderful thing about this is through baptism, we are in God's image. What the divine will does is bring you in God's likeness. That's why he wants to stop this gift. That's why with Luisa going to the Vatican, all heck is breaking loose worldwide. The war is now full force. And once Luisa is beatified, then he knows his time is over. So why? Why are you alive at this time? You're alive at this time, like I said, because God has chosen you. He has a plan for you. No one else can do what you are called to do. The weapons that he has given you are the sacraments and sacramentaries of the church. The sacramentals of the church. God wants you to use them. Every one of us has to have a holy water font in our house that when we walk in, we bless ourselves. Have a holy water font, in your bedroom. Have a holy water font in your living room. Have a holy water font in your basement. Bless yourself throughout the day. Say the St. Michael prayer throughout the day. We need the protection. Wear the scapular. Pray the rosary. Go to Holy Mass. Go to confession. This again, where we are at war. And the weapons that God has given us are very powerful. And we are the ones to stand and say to the Lord, have mercy, save your people. How wonderful this is that our God has given us this opportunity to really be members of His army. Now, when the bishop slapped you across the face, and the bishop should have slapped a little harder at confirmation, what that means is you are a soldier of Christ. You are the church militant. We're here to fight for God. And it's not, you're not angry. You're not upset. You're not worried. You're not fearful. You're not negative. To fight with God is with a smile. To fight with God is the peace and joy and happiness. The devil is defeated. When Christ died on the cross, the devil was defeated. That's why the crucifix is so important. You know, every church, the rubrics say there must be a crucifix in the sanctuary. Not a resurrected Christ, a crucified Christ. This is the glory of God. Christ crucified, Scriptures tells us. St. Paul says, we preach a Christ crucified. So when we have a crucifix in your home, have a crucifix on you, have a crucifix in your car, you know, make sure that God is with you. Why? Because Jesus says to them, to these people today, he says, as the religious complained, Jesus says, those who are healthy don't need a physician. If you think you're healthy, you're on your own. He says, the sick need a physician. And he says, I have come to heal not the righteous, not those that don't need me, but those who are sinners. I have come to give repentance, not to the righteous, but to sinners. So one of the things that we have to recognize is we are all sinners. God alone is holy. God alone is good. We are weak. God is strong. It's not to focus on our negativity. We could do that all day. It's to focus on the glory of God, how great God is, how beautiful God is, how holy God is, how magnificent God is. That's why when we come to Holy Mass and the priest says, look, here is the Lamb of God. Behold Him. We look at the host. We look at Jesus. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but you say the word. You speak, and I will be healed. You speak, and I will be happy. So again, we kneel in front of Jesus. We're adoring Him. We're loving Him. We're praising Him. We're thanking Him. We're glorifying Him. We're worshiping God. Why? Because He is our Lord, our Master, our King, our Savior, our God. He's our all. And that's what the gift of the divine will does. The gift of the divine will is you begin to let Jesus breathe in your breathing. Come, divine will, breathe in my breathing. You're calling the fire from heaven down. Come, divine will, walk in my walking. Come, divine will, smile in my smiling. Come, divine will, pray in my praying. Lord Jesus, you take over my life. I want your kingdom on earth, the fulfillment of the Our Father. May your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. I want to live on earth that the glory of God, the goodness of God, the holiness of God, the power of God, the love of God, the sanctity of God, the wisdom of God reigning in me. I want to become a living tabernacle. Come, divine will, come reign in me. So what happens is you've won. The devil has been defeated. And you walk around in the peace and the joy and the happiness of God. Why? You're allowing God to reign in you. He wants to be Lord of Lord, King of King of your life. But you see, he's asking very clearly, if you know that you're a sinner, if you know that you're nothing, if you know that He is everything, then He can begin. And not only for you, but for everyone. See, God doesn't want to lose one soul. God wants to reign on earth in us as he does in the saints in heaven. So he's given us this opportunity. And again, we need training. We need boot camp. We need to have the best weapons. We need to be in shape. We need spiritually. We're at war. And if you're just eating potato chips in front of the TV and thinking you're going to go somewhere, when the battle comes, it isn't going to happen. If we're saying to God, God's saying, come over to the other side of the lake, come with me. And we go, great idea. But if we don't swim, if we don't practice, we're never going to get across this little lake. No matter how good you think you can be, you've got to be in shape. Now, spiritually, what does this mean? You have to have Jesus. Go to communion. Be in the state of grace. Go to communion often. Now, why do we receive Holy Communion? Jesus tells Louisa, when we receive Holy Communion, for that 15 minutes, the real presence of Christ is there. That's why Holy Mass ends right after Mass. The Holy Church does not want to interfere with your Holy Communion with God. So you receive communion, find a blessing, it's over. Our responsibility for that 15 minutes is to adore him, to love him, to praise him, to thank him, to bless him, to worship him. Everybody else is going to go out of church, walk out. Why? Because they haven't understood yet what communion means, to be in communion with God. Now, why is he doing this? Because he tells Louisa, Adam walked and talked with God in the cool of the evening. Adam had a perennial communion with God. Jesus had a perennial communion with the Father. Our Lady had a perennial communion with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When you look at Our Lady, you see God. She is the daughter of the Father. She is the mother of the Son. She is the spouse and temple of the Holy Spirit. Now they have a newborn. This is what Jesus tells us, Louisa, the newborn of the divine will. And so our job is to be in communion with God so that we can begin this perennial communion with the real presence of Jesus, not in a mystical way that we receive at Holy Communion, but in a real way, as Adam had, as Jesus lived, as Our Lady lived, as Louisa lived. So what happens is, as you begin to live this perennial communion, you are in communion with God. Again, if you've gone to confession, you are full of grace, in communion with God. So as you walk outside, every snowflake is an I love you to you. Every drop of water is an I love you to you from God. Every blade of grass is an I love you from God to you. Every leaf on a tree, everything that's around you is an I love you. Every chirp of a bird, every bark of a dog. And when spring happens, the billions of flowers is an I love you from God. He wants us to become aware of how much he loves us. And our life in the divine will, in the round of creation, is to return back to God reciprocal love. I love you for every blade of grass, for every grain of sand, in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. You're standing in the breach. See, heaven on earth. See, the devil has to go back to hell by the souls who live on earth as the saints do in heaven. It's the fulfillment of the Our Father. The responsibility that God has given us is awesome. The life that God has given us is you will never be able to embrace what God has given you. It's so great. Like the 36 volumes of Louisa, Jesus says, are drops of water that come off the body of Louisa as she exits the infinite ocean of the divine will. We're called by God to dive into this ocean and drown in the ocean of the divine love. Now, when you think of that, you go, I don't think I want to swim and drown. It's because you don't understand the love of God. God wants to so fill us that we'll never be able to leave His love. He wants to drown us in His love. He wants to consume us in His fire. He wants to annihilate us in the flames of His heart. He wants us, as St. John of the Cross says, He wants us to become that log in the fire that is consumed and the log becomes fire. So as we read, we're beginning to get a glimpse of what God wants for us. The religious, the holy people, basically say they're pretty good. That's what happened with the Pharisees and the scribes and those that thought that they were good. Jesus says very clearly, I have come not to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. How good it is that we are tempted. Because once we say no to temptation, our place in heaven gets higher, our time in purgatory gets shorter. So don't ever fear temptation. What you do is you call upon God, you seek God more, and that which seems like an evil becomes a grace. See, what the Lord is asking is He's asking us, take a look at your life. This is what Lent is for. Take a look at your life. How are you living? Where am I? Jesus says. Where am I? Again, as you begin to do the round of creation, a round of redemption, as you begin to learn how to pray the way Jesus taught Louisa, what will happen is heaven comes to earth. You are peaceful, joyful, and happy. You have won. And the devil's going to be furious and he's going to come at you through your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, your parishioners, your finances, every aspect of your life. And that's when you say, fiat, let it be done as God wants. He flees. He can't stand it. Why? Because he knows that you are surrendered to Jesus. He can't be around you. Now, the wonderful thing is, God is blessing us in a way that we have never been blessed before. Why? He says very clearly to Louisa that these books are for the worst of times. Now, these books came out in 1996 from the Vatican. In 2005, we got them translated. We've only had them for, 7 years? And as you read this, as you study this, as you put this into practice, as you become part of the family of Louisa, as Archbishop Pacheri has asked, then what happens is the peace, the joy, and the happiness of God begins to reign in you. The devil can't bother you. The life as a soldier of Christ, as a church militant, is so great because you have all the weapons at your disposal. That you really begin to help members of your family. You really begin to help those that are 1,000 miles away. How? By your fiat. Remember, when Our Lady said, fiat mihi, God did 100% of the work. She said, let it be done to me as you say. God did 100% of the work. That surrender to God is so important. And you can't surrender to God if you don't know that you're sinning. If you know that you're sinning and you go to confession and you're really striving for perfection, you begin. And when you fail, you begin again. And when you fail, you begin again. Just because you say, I'm going to be strong, doesn't mean you're going to be. What it means is, God's going to say, well, let's see how strong you are. And we fail. So when we say, Lord, I am weak, you are strong, that's when we win. Lord, I am little, you are great, magnificent. See, our focus has to be God. That's why when you go to Holy Mass, how important that is for your soul. When you go to confession, how important that is for your soul. When you pray the rosary, how important that is for your soul. When you put on the scapular each day, how important that is. I'm wearing the clothing of heaven. I'm wearing the clothing that Elijah gave to Elisha. Double my power. Double my strength. And what did Elijah do? He called fire from heaven. And that's, again, our job. Calling fire from heaven. The Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. The love of God upon earth. The devil has to flee. What a wonderful time to be alive. To be in this battle. What a wonderful time it is to know with Christian hope, which is certitude, God has won. And I am with God. And if I fail, I go back to God. If I fail again, I go back to God. If I fail again, I go back to God. God loves us. And God has, like I said, God has great plans. The life that you have, no one else can do. No one else on earth could do what God has asked you to do. Your I love you is so unique. The one that you give to God is so unique that no one else can do this on earth. So again, what God is asking of us is really to recognize that we are sinners, to turn back to God and watch Him win. We are at war. We are soldiers of Christ. We are the church militant. We have to know that God is on our side and the devil loses. And heaven is coming to earth. Heaven is on earth for those who want it. And so therefore the peace, the joy, and the happiness of God has to radiate from you. People around you go, "Why are you happy?" And what is our response? It is Jesus loves me. Jesus died for me. Our Lady loves me. Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ. And now they have a newborn, the mother of the second generation of the children of light. And I have been asked to be part of this family. Why am I happy? This is what God wants. This is what I want. Heaven is now on earth in me. Again, if you're attracted to the world, the flesh, and the devil, God will give you that. But if you really want to be attracted to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God will give you Himself. And it starts really here with the Holy Eucharist. So let us pray. We present all our